U.S. New York woke up on Saturday to its heaviest snowfall in nearly 4 years as a powerful winter storm swept across the U.S. Northeast, disrupting travel and prompting emergency measures across several states. Central Park recorded 4.3 inches of snow, the highest total since January 2022, while parts of New York State saw accumulations of up to 7.5 inches, according to the National Weather Service. Snowfall was widespread, stretching from central New York to Long Island, where between 6 and 10 inches fell by early Saturday. Ahead of the storm, Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency covering more than half of New York's counties, urging residents to stay off the roads and prepare for dangerous conditions. The storm caused major disruption to air travel, with more than 900 flights canceled on Saturday, most of them in the New York region. Nationwide, delays topped 8,000, flight tracking data showed. Heavy snow also hit neighboring states. New Jersey declared a state of emergency as conditions worsened, while parts of Connecticut recorded significant accumulations, including 9.1 inches in Fairfield County. Although the worst of the storm had passed by Saturday morning, bitter cold lingered. Temperatures remained below freezing, leaving roads slick and hazardous. Weather officials warned that melting snow could refreeze overnight, creating black ice on roads and bridges. To protect vulnerable residents, New York activated a Code Blue alert, opening shelters and bringing homeless people indoors to escape the cold. While the Northeast dug out from snow, the impact of severe weather was also being felt on the opposite coast. In California, authorities were assessing damage after an intense winter storm battered the southern part of the state, triggering mudflows and leaving cars buried as swollen waterways overflowed. Emergency crews in both regions remained on alert as cleanup efforts continued and officials warned that changing conditions could still pose risks in the days ahead.